Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
For your word in Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So, we've been talking about faith. How many of you were not here in church last week? It's not a trick question, amen. But I'm glad to see all of you, amen. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. So we continue for a few minutes our series on faith. I'm sure we'll be ending the year with faith. Amen. Amen. Why is faith so important? Because without it, we cannot please God. So we've looked at what faith is, isn't it? Now faith. Everybody say now faith.
Now faith.
Now faith.
Now faith.
You could also read that it's not tomorrow's faith, isn't it? Faith is now. It's a present. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse six of the same chapter, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him." And the Him is God. "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Amen. If I let's read this together, let's go 1, 2. "But without faith," I want to hear your voice. It is impossible to please Him. "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is." Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most important things that you need to learn and need to walk in is faith. Amen. Especially in the coming year. There's so much fear around. How many of you know, can understand what I'm saying? There's so much fear. I mean, we just came back from Ghana 2 days ago. And I'm telling you, when you're going to sit, when you're going on the flight, you are looking around. I'm telling you, you're looking at everybody with a certain kind of beard. Hey, is this one also coming on the flight? But listen, it's going to get worse, you see, because now we are even dealing with an enemy within. You see, if it's an enemy from outside, you can even say, "Oh, I'm not going to open the door or going to allow this person to come." But now you are dealing with all kinds of people who are living amongst us, with us, and they are everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah. Every part of the world, there is that kind of a person. And I tell you, you need to have faith in God. Otherwise, you would stay in your house and lock up yourself in your kitchen. You even go to work. It is true. But you just have to believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything that we ever get from God, give me a little volume, please. Everything that we ever get from God is by faith. We get saved through faith. We get healed through faith. Faith is a currency. It is that which we are able, that it is through that which we are able to get anything from God. Whatever you need, a husband, a wife, a child, a car, whatever you need faith. Because without it, you cannot please God and you cannot walk with Him. And just like what we read in Hebrews 11, 6, when you come to Him, you must believe that He is. Hallelujah. I believe that in the past few weeks, we've talked a lot about faith. We've talked about head faith versus heart faith. Real faith is of the heart. It's of the spirit. It is not of the mind. A lot of times, we operate just in the mind. We mentally, you know, consent to the word of God. God's word says so. But it is not truly in our hearts. I believe that we've also learned, and we can't go over it, otherwise we'll never preach something new. So get a series. I believe they are podcasts, isn't it? Yeah, get them and listen to them. It's free. You don't have to pay for it, so that you can be up to date with everything. Amen. Amen. Today, I want to just talk briefly in just a few minutes. I barely have 7-8 minutes, but I would introduce what I want to talk about this morning, about the pillars of faith. All right? The pillars of faith. I believe that last 2 weeks or so, we talked about a formula for faith, isn't it? You remember? We said find a promise in God's word, isn't it? For whatever you are seeking, that's number one. There are steps. Then two, believe God's word. Then three, do not consider contradictory circumstances, isn't it? And then four, we said praise God for the answer. Now I want to talk about the pillars of faith. The pillars of faith. I won't tell you how many there are, because I don't know how many of them I would give you before we change whatever we're preaching. Amen. So what are the pillars of faith? When we talk about a pillar, we're talking about something that without which a building or a structure is not sound. You understand? There are pillars to this building. There are some certain pillars. There are critical components of this building that if you were to tamper with, this whole building will come down. In the same way, when you talk about faith, there are certain critical things that you need without which faith will not work or faith will not come. Are you understanding? So what are these pillars? There are a couple of them. And today I want to just share with you one of them. One of them is the most important one, for they are all important, is the integrity of God's word. The integrity of God's word. The integrity. What do you understand by integrity? Anybody who can tell us what integrity is? Dictionary.com. Come on. Ask your neighbor, do you know dictionary.com? Oh, I need some volunteers. Give me an answer. What? Sorry, I can't hear you. Pride. Integrity. Okay. What? The honor. All right. Lady Pastor, do you say reliability? Yeah. Reliability of God's word. How reliable it is. Now, for you to have faith, you need to grasp the integrity, the reliability of God's word. That is how even faith begins, isn't it? Romans 10:17. Quickly. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. I won't like to rush over this, so we'll stop and we'll continue properly again next week. Romans 10:17. Can I have Romans 10:17? Romans 10:17. Are you opening to Romans 10:17? So it says, so then faith cometh by hearing. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor. Do you understand English? Angular? So it says, faith cometh by hearing. And then hearing by the word of God. Now, we're joking, but I'm serious also about it. Hearing is what we call, what kind of tense is it? It's what? Present continuous. Listen, the words of God or the words in the Bible are not just there for fun. You understand? It's a present, not only present, but continuous tense. So this verse is showing us how faith comes. We're talking about the integrity of God's word. It says, faith cometh by hearing. Present, continuous hearing. It didn't say faith cometh by having heard. Hello, are you here? It didn't say for faith cometh by having heard. No, it says faith cometh by hearing. It's a continuous thing. Wow. Are you understanding why it's as though you are not getting faith? You can't just get faith based on what you just get on Sunday. You can't just get faith based on what you just heard on Wednesday. It is something that you need to keep hearing. Yeah. Do you know one of the reasons why we are so scared of cancer? Ooh, that word, cancer. When they say somebody has cancer, it's like you are doomed. Why? Because we keep hearing, even when you don't want to hear. Recently, I was going to buy water at Sam's Club, and I like the Nestle brand, and every one of them had that pink, bowl. You know that pink thing? What does it stand for? Breast cancer. I mean, as you are drinking the water, you are looking at breast cancer. Hearing. You turn on the news. Work for breast cancer. Work for, because breast cancer is one of the most common cancers in females. Amen? One of the most common cancers also in men is cancer of the prostate gland. Yeah. You hear about these things all the time. Hearing. Tap your neighbor and say, hearing. You see, but when you begin to also hear what God's word also says, you see, we haven't heard enough. We have not heard enough. And God is showing us here that if you need to have faith, if the way you're going to have faith is to hear, to keep hearing. Tap your neighbor and say, hearing. And the hearing, in case you didn't understand it, he says the hearing is by the word of God. That is a hearing we need. Amen. You need to keep hearing morning. You need to keep hearing evening. I love Kenneth Hagin. I love him very dearly. Never met him in my life, but he's so dear to me. One of the things he said, I've heard him say many times, he never slept without reading something to do with healing. He would take Smith Wigglesworth's book, one of the I've forgotten one of the titles that he which one? Ever Increasing Faith. Thank you, that one. And he will read it and he will wear the cover off. And then he will take another one of the same book every day. Is it therefore not amazing? Or should we be surprised that in his ministry, healing was so peculiar? In fact, he himself was a walking miracle. Walked in health. Why? Because he kept hearing. Are you seeing why it's as though it's not working for you? Yeah, listen, you're not going to get it with this snapshot of the word. Do you know what a snapshot is? Just the and then you are gone. No, if you really, that's why he says that in Hebrews 11, he says, If you come to God, you must believe that He is. Not only that, you also must believe that He's a rewarder of them that diligently. Have you tried to, prepare for a certain exam, and you know there are certain things that you don't know, and you keep cramping it and that is being diligent, so that when you see the question, you can answer it. Same thing. Listen, we are moving into an era that I tell you, in fact, I believe that if you don't know God for yourself, do you understand? If you don't know God for yourself, you might not make it. Yeah. Because that fear, and I'm not trying to scare you, the fear that the enemy would try to operate in, make us go through, if you don't have faith in God, you would not make it. Amen. Let me show you one more verse and then we will close. So God's word is what we need to believe in. We need to believe in. Do you understand? Now, let's go back again to Romans 10:17. I'll end with that. I'll show you, give you another verse. Let's stay on Romans 10:17. Quickly, show me that verse again. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, listen, we're closing. Why is it that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God? Let me give you an illustration. I happen to be the pastor of this church, isn't it? In fact, I am the under shepherd for this church, because I work under Apostle Joel, I work under Bishop Dak Edward Mills. So, if, for example, you, turn to your neighbor and say, you. Somebody told you that Reverend Fleischer said you should take a chair from the back and bring it to the front. Would you do it? Would you do it? Some of you seem not to be sure. A lot of times we will do it, isn't it? I want to believe that you will do it. All right? Or let's say somebody tells you that Reverend Fletcher says you should come to the admin area, administration area. Would you not come? Do you see? Now, the reason why you would come is because of the credibility that you know exists with Reverend Fletcher. God forgive me. I'm not trying to boost or preach myself. But I'm just trying to illustrate something. Do you see? So what I'm trying to show you is that, you see, the level to which you believe and rely on a word from a certain area depends on your relationship with the person who gives it. Do you see? You see, you cannot have faith for something that God hasn't said. You see, the reason why you can't have faith for healing is because you have not actually heard God say to you. Turn to your neighbor and say, you. You in particular, you are the one we are talking about. You haven't heard God say to you that by his stripes we were healed. You see, you've heard the pastor say that God said that by his stripes we were healed. But you see, it has not become what we call your personal rhema. You haven't gotten hold of it yet. And it's not going to work. Do you see? You still will not believe it. You can't believe when he says that he became poor so that we will become rich. It's difficult because it is not your own word. It is something that you've heard other people say. You can't believe it. You can't believe that by the death of Christ you are delivered from all the witches from and wizards from your village. I was going to mention a certain village, but I'm not too sure that somebody can from there. It may be a source of offense. All right, Osu. I come from a place called Osu. O-S-U. Are you understanding? But when you get to the point where you have gotten it inside you that God said it. I mean, God said it. The pastor does not even have to tell me that God said it. I know for myself that God said it because I've heard him say. I've read the Bible myself. I've spent time with the word of God. I have heard him say to me that by his stripes I was healed. I'm done. And that is why we even preached previously before this today's message. The formula, like we were just talking about, get to know what God says about the situation, about what you need, and spend time with it. When it becomes your own, faith will come. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I said somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, I feel like adding one more verse. Let's go on. Can I add one more?
Yes.
John 15 verse 7. That's why you should not make promises before you should make them. John 15:7. Quickly. Sister Monica just sang it, isn't it? If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. We must understand this now, isn't it? Word. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. I was looking at the word abide. All right? The Greek, how many of you know that the New Testament was written in what? Greek and translated to English. And the Old Testament was written what? In Hebrew and translated to English. It's good to have a Bible study and sometimes look up the words of some of these, what the original words were, okay? Now, when you look at the word abide, somebody say abide.
Abide.
All right? That word actually means to remain, to stay. Do you have that sense of continuous present tense? It is staying, living, being there. Stay. How many of you stay in your house? Hopefully you don't stay in somebody's house, isn't it? Yeah. It means that no matter what you do, you go out, you come back. That is where you sleep. That is where you do most of your stuff, isn't it? You may go to work, but when you come back, you come home. Do you see? So in the same way, he's saying, now listen, for you to even, in other words, for you to even have faith and even be able to get things from me when you ask me, these are the conditions. You must abide in me, of course. We must all be Christians, isn't it? Not just being Christian, but actually staying. Wow. Staying in God. Staying in Him. Abiding in Him. Not taking excursions. You see, Monday you are Buddhist. Tuesday you are from, you are Hindu. How do you say people from? People who worship Hindu. Hinduist. Hindu. Then Wednesday you are Alab Kubala. Then Thursday you have no God. Then Friday Hare Krishna. Then Saturday, because you see that it's getting to Sunday, then you start reading your Bible. It won't work. That's not staying. That's taking excursions. You understand? If you really want to get to that place where when you ask God for something, He gives you. It is the place where His word is staying in you. A continuous present tense. Ever present. Ever present. Ever present. Ever present. Ever present. Tap your neighbor and say, ever present. That is how it works. Yeah. Some of you, apart from what we read in church, like these verses that we are projecting, even when we are projecting, you are not looking your own Bible. You are looking at a projection Bible. You don't read the word. There's no interaction with the word whatsoever. You are not abiding. If the words are not abiding in you. So how do you say, if I abide in Him and He abides in me and His words abides in me, then whatsoever I ask Him, He will give me. You can't apply this because He's not abiding in you. Yeah. And I'm telling you as we end that this coming year, it will be a year for people who will abide in Him and His words will abide in them. Otherwise, I'm telling you, you may not even be able to leave your house. You won't go to the mall. Yeah. When I was going to Ghana last week, somebody was asking me that almost everybody you tell, they will say to you that, oh, you know, we are praying for you. Yeah. I say, we are praying for you. Yeah. But God is good. I said, God is good. I said, God is good. I said, God is good. And He's going to deliver you from all your fears. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let us pray. Bow down your heads as we close in prayer. Quickly. If you are here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. Just slip up your hand. Anybody here? Close your eyes, please. Don't look around. Make it easy for people. Thank you, Lord. I see your hand. I want us all to pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this well, dying for my sins. I receive you today as my Lord, my Savior, meaning my healer, my deliverer. Thank you that I am a child of God according to your word. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say amen. Amen. All right. If you pay your tithes, just come up. We'll talk to you after church, all right? Right after church, whoever raised your hand, just...